someone please call for me to resign? Please. Yeah. Hey, greetings, truth seekers. It is I, Brad Friedman, your friendly citizen investigative blogger, journalist, troublemaker, muckraker from bradblog.com. Once again, drafted into duty to be the media right here on your Mike Malloy show. Great to talk to you, truth seekers. We are, of course, broadcasting live from lovely, beautiful downtown Burbank. On the left coast, as the Malloys are taking their summer break for a few days here. So we're going to be with you for the next today and tomorrow, and then a couple days next week. And really delighted to be back, delighted that you can be here with us. Hey, by the way, stop on by bradblog.com right now. Jump into the chat room and start making some noise there, if you like. Raise some hell right at the top of the blog, bradblog.com. You click through, you can find it. If you can't read the instructions to get to the chat room at Bradblog, we don't want you there anyway. I don't even know where to start. There is so much going on, so much crap going on, frankly. My hope was, I'm going to try to start with the good news, because after I get rid of the good news, you know, in about 2 or 3 minutes, then, oh, it's all downhill from there. The whole rest of the show, it's going to get ugly. I'm sorry to say, but that's what's going on in this country right now. You can also participate with the show. You can tweet me in your underwear or otherwise at The Brad Blog. That's right, The Brad Blog. You can reach me via the Twitters there. You may also be able to call into the show today at, what's our phone number? 877-520-1150. Write it down. Not taking calls immediately here, but write it down because you're going to want to call. You're going to want to get in. You're going to want to use your public airwaves. And I'm going to try to set aside as much time as I can for that. 877-520-1150 will be the phone number. Don't call the Malloys. They're off on a well-deserved summer break. In this program, in this very studio live, I'm told, coming up in the second hour, we will have... Get ready. I'm sure this is a Mike Malloy first. I haven't heard from Mike whether it is or not, but I can't imagine this is not a Mike Malloy show first. We will have a Republican presidential candidate live tonight for an hour on the Mike Malloy show. I wanted to pause there because I could hear the heads exploding across the nation, and I just wanted to, that's right. Coming up in the second hour, a Republican, 2012 Republican presidential candidate. Which one? Should I tell them or should I just tease it for a while? Tease it? Okay. Tony Sorrentino, our engineer here, T-Sore, as we call him, especially tonight after his surgery this week, T-Sore says to tease it out. All right, we'll tease it out. Presidential candidate, Republican presidential candidate, coming up in the next hour, live in studio. You are not going to want to miss it. All kinds of surprises tonight. So let's see. Should I start with the good news? I guess I should. Let's start first with the good news, because it's all going to get terrible from there. There's nothing we can do about it. And I don't know how. I'll be honest. I was listening to Mike Malloy the last couple of nights, and thinking to myself, boy, he needs a vacation. He really needs it. I mean, talk about heads exploding, and I don't blame him. I don't know how anybody does this. I'm lucky. I'm a blogger. I'm on the air. I got a little half-hour show I do on Pacifica Radio once a week. But other than that, going on the air 5 days a week, dealing with what we're dealing with in this country, dealing with not just the Republicans. Forget about the Republicans. We know they're complete. Shouldn't, insult the Republicans. I got a presidential candidate coming in here second hour for Republicans. I'll be insulting the Republicans. And maybe he will, too. There you go. I just gave one hint. It's a he. So it is not Michelle Bachmann. She's not coming. Neither is Sarah Palin. But anyway, I don't know how they do it. I mean, with so much that's going on in this country, so much bad news, the assault. If you look around the world, they took a vote over the weekend in Italy concerning nuclear power. The people voted against it, 95-5. They put it up on the ballot. Hey, should we have nukes or not? They got rid of them. I mean, or they're going to. In any case, they're going to phase them out. Put them on our ballot. Put them on our, let the people vote on that. That sounds good to me. Germany, they didn't even have to vote on it. Just a couple of weeks ago, they had a protest. They had, some protests in the streets. And Andrea Merkel heard the noise and said, yeah, you know what? We are going to get rid of all nuclear power by 2022. We're not going to build the new plants that we had planned. We're going to get rid of it. We're going to replace it with what? Renewable energy. And by the way, Germany has already made billions of dollars in renewable energy, in solar plants, solar panels. They know what they're doing. You want to talk about jobs, jobs, jobs? There you go. And on this point, I will give Barack Obama some credit. He has been talking. He talks a good game. He doesn't do a good game, but he talks a good game. And he has been talking about the importance of renewable energy as a jobs program. That's your answer. Turn this country, turn this world from the filthy fossil fuels that we're dealing with now every day that are absolutely killing us. We had the a spokesman from the U.S. Forest Service, the head of the U.S. Forest Service, testified this week in Congress saying that the fires in Atlanta are caused, their scientists tell them, are caused due to climate change. They're scientists. Of course, you've got to believe in science. And not everybody in the world does anymore, like this huge chunk of the country that call themselves Republicans who don't believe in science. Well, they believe in science, but, you know, the fossil fuel companies told them there's problems with that climate change data, and they believed them because they believe anything. I'll be talking more about that, I suspect, in the next couple of days, because I had somebody on my show out here in L.A. On Wednesday. A Republican, a conservative by the name of D.R. Tucker, who used to think climate change was a hoax and everything else, and then he actually bothered to read the science. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC report from 2007, 900 pages worth, and said, you know, told me yesterday, he couldn't help it. There was so many facts. They were so well supported. There was so much evidence. And he wrote a column over at David Frum's forum. David Frum used to write speeches for George W. Bush, coined the word axis of evil. So this fellow, D.R. Tucker, he wrote a column over there that said, I was defeated by the facts. The facts of climate change. And he, bothered to actually read the science, didn't listen to all his friends who claimed it was a hoax. And what do you know? Now he's a convert. Well, that happens when you bother to read facts. But I promise the good news. Where's the good news? Oh, yeah. Okay, the good news. Stop laughing at me, Tony. T-sore. The good news, a couple of items here that should cheer us up. And frankly, that should cheer up constitutional conservatives, not the fake conservatives, but the real ones, the ones who actually believe in the Constitution, the ones who actually believe in stuff like, equal protection under the law. All right, a couple of good news items here. You may have heard this was earlier this week, and if it's old news because it's 2 days old, sorry about that. But I had to find some good news. We had to start somewhere upbeat. So Tuesday, a San Francisco judge, federal judge in San Francisco, upheld the findings of Judge Vaughn Walker, who found that California's Prop 8 violates equal protection rights, and this was now being challenged. This California's Prop 8 banned marriage equality in the state of California. Banned equality in the state of California, and so that is currently being challenged by constitutional conservatives like Theodore Olson, George W. Bush's own Solicitor General, and David Boies, who is Al Gore's presidential election attorney. They got together and said, equal rights, the Constitution, that matters. So they challenged this. Vaughn Walker agreed. Judge Walker agreed that this is a violation of equal protection under the law. And the idiots who challenged that decision said that Judge Walker should have recused himself from the decision. Why? Because Judge Walker is gay. And therefore, he could not make a fair decision on this. Of course, by that same theory, if you had a straight judge, they also couldn't have a finding on this, could they? Also, minority judges would have to recuse themselves in any civil rights case. At least that's what the chief U.S. district judge found when he threw out that and stood up for the rights of the people. That's a nice change of pace, isn't it? So, one victory for rights there. We will have another victory for rights after we take this break. Remember, the good news first. Front-loading the program, and then it's downhill from there. Except for the Republican presidential candidate. Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy. Glad you're with us. Stay tuned. Just got back today. The boys is back in town. Glad you could join us here on the Mike Malloy program. Brad Friedman of bradblog.com in for Mike Malloy, who is enjoying a much-deserved summer break for the next few days. Glad you could join us here. Stop by the chat room, which is already up and rolling. A whole bunch of old friends there. They haven't forgotten about us. Delighted to see it. The chat room is at bradblog.com. And, of course, my plans for 3 hours of discussing Anthony Weiner completely gone now. Because, you know, he resigned, and now I'm going to have to find something worthwhile to discuss. I was going to do 3 hours of Anthony Weiner, because I can think of nothing more important to discuss. No, at least our economy is good, at least we're at peace right now, at least, you know, all the political parties are working together to move the country forward, at least all the justices on the Supreme Court have not committed huge crimes for the past 20 years. I'm talking to you, Clarence Thomas. Yeah, I'll be talking about you some more this week. Your insider trading, Clarence Thomas. Did you know, just while I have your attention, did you know that Citizens United, you know, that court decision that allowed corporate money to flow like crazy into elections, into private groups like Clarence Thomas's wife's Ginny's group, Liberty Central. Did you know that that decision, Citizens United, the organization itself, Citizens United, 20 years ago when Clarence Thomas was being sworn or having his hearings being confirmed in the Senate, and as folks may remember, in 1991, that was incredibly contentious because he, kind of did the equivalent, actually much worse, the equivalent of, you know, sending pictures of himself over Twitter, except it was much worse because it was to women who wanted him to stop doing that. He was actually harassing women back there in 1991. And in any case, when some senators had some questions about that, group by the name of Citizens United that was just formed actually went to work for Clarence Thomas and put $100,000 worth of television ads on the air attacking the senators who were questioning Clarence Thomas. That was Citizens United 20 years ago. And, of course, 20 years later, when the decision was up, when Citizens United was before the court, did Thomas recuse himself? Of course he didn't recuse himself. Why would he do that? Conflict of interest? Tosh. 5-4 decision. Citizens United was victorious there. Thanks to Clarence Thomas, who seems to have made a whole bunch of money on it himself. But I'll get to that another time. If you want to get an advance information on that, stop by Bradblog and look up insider trading, judicial insider trading of Clarence Thomas, because I seem to be just about the only one who is covering it. You can also go to protectourelections.org. My organization, Velvet Revolution, is actually trying to do something about it, actually trying to get some accountability. Okay, because I promised the other good news, the Defense of Marriage, and then it's going to go, I promise you, it's going to go straight downhill. Defense of Marriage Act also had a loss, so we'll call that a victory. It was once again found to be unconstitutional. This in a California case where a couple who had been married out here, a same-sex couple who had been married out here in California prior to Prop 8 coming in and making that somehow illegal for a while. That's going to change. But this married couple filed for bankruptcy, and the Department of Justice said, oh, no, they can't have federal bankruptcy protection because the Federal Defense of Marriage Act doesn't allow it. It doesn't allow us to recognize same-sex marriage. Not only did the bankruptcy court say the hell with that, that yes, equal protection for all citizens trumps this unconstitutional Defense of Marriage Act, but 18 of 24 colleagues of the judges on this U.S. Circuit in the Central District of California agreed, and they came along and they said, you know what? No, that's not how this country works. That law is unconstitutional. We are striking it down. Defense of Marriage Act is gone, or it should be. It's close to gone. Once again, rights win, bigots lose, but it's going to take a while. Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy. A whole lot more straight ahead. Maggie's farm no more. No, I ain't going to work on. Well, I wake up.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through. Just an old sweet song.
Uh-huh.
Keeps Georgia on my mind.
Now, Georgia might be on my mind anyway, sitting in for Mike Malloy here, who usually broadcasts out of Atlanta or nearby. But it's on my mind for another reason. Brad Friedman here of bradblog.com in for Mike Malloy. There's another reason, because there's another broadcaster in Atlanta who made some news today. Oh, by the way, coming up next hour, we're having in studio a 2012 presidential candidate, a Republican presidential candidate, I should add, for Mike Malloy first. Which one? Well, let's see. He has been very, very, it's a he, he has been very, very critical of Mitt Romney lately. How's that? He's actually accused Mitt Romney of having broken the law lately. He's actually accused Mitt Romney of having committed voter fraud. Yep. That's right. Fred Karger will be joining us in the next hour. Who? Fred who? That's actually his campaign slogan is Fred who? Fred is the first openly gay presidential candidate from one of the major two parties, and he has filed a complaint against Mitt Romney for voter fraud in the state of Massachusetts, and it looks like he's got it just about right. Mitt Romney was claimed to be living in his son's basement when, in fact, he was living out in California or up in New Hampshire where his homes are. But he filed a voter registration down in the basement of his son's home in Massachusetts and then voted there illegally. You know, the stuff that the GOP throws people in jail for? Well, that throws Democratic people in jail for? well, you know, throws like black and Hispanic people in jail for. Yeah, you got the idea. So Fred Karger is going to be joining us in studio in the next hour. So plenty to talk to him about, I suspect. But the reason Georgia is on my mind tonight is because of this creep, this punk, this thug. There we go. This thug, Neil Bortz, this right-wing wacko who is on something like 200 affiliate stations. I know Mike talked about this a little bit last night because, you know, he's colleagues with Neil. Bortz is on something like 200 stations. He's a right-winger. And he is on, when I say 200 stations, I mean 200 affiliate stations, 200 broadcast stations, 200 stations that are given to these station owners by us, by we the people. These are the public airwaves we're talking about here, not cable, not satellite. We're talking about the public airwaves, the terrestrial airwaves, 200 affiliate stations across the country. And what he said, well, let's go ahead. You may have heard this elsewhere, but I have a different take on it than you might think. This was Neil Bortz complaining. He had read some article about some carjacking or something in Atlanta, where apparently he doesn't even live anymore because he's such a little baby. But anyway, he wasn't just a baby. Here is what he said when he took to the airwaves and called for the incitement to violence, for the incitement to murder on our public airwaves this week.
And we got too damn many urban thugs, yo, ruining the quality of life for everybody. And I tell you what it's going to take. You people, you need to have a gun. You need to have training. You need to know how to use that gun. You need to get a permit to carry that gun. And you do, in fact, need to carry that gun. And we need to see some dead thugs littering the landscape in Atlanta. We need to see the next guy that tries to carjack you shot dead right where he stands. Mm-hmm. We need more dead thugs in this city.
We need more dead thugs in this city. That is Neil Bortz over your public airwaves. You need, in fact, he says, to carry that gun, and we need to see some dead thugs littering the landscape in Atlanta. Now, I saw this story whenever it was, I think a night or two ago. I think he said this on Tuesday. I saw it first on Ed Schultz's show. And he focused more on the racist, the race baiting, the racial problem here. Yeah, that's a problem. That's a problem. But you know what? We have freedom of speech. So if he wants to be a racist creep, oh, and you got to love the hip-hop background there, right? The hip-hop music, yo. too damn many urban thugs, yo. Cue the hip-hop music. Wonder who he's talking about there. The racial aspect, that's one thing. He should be condemned. He should be thrown off the air because people complain to his sponsors. They boycott them, whatever, for that. But he's allowed to do that. That's not against the law. What it is against the law, it seems to me, is the incitement of violence. The incitement of violence. Here we are just a couple of months after the Gabby Giffords shooting, you know, after Glenn Beck has been running around talking about just shooting people in the head. You got that Glenn Beck clip right there, Tony? This was Glenn Beck last summer, what he said just before this jackass out in San Francisco actually did try to go shoot up the ACLU and the Tides Foundation, and thankfully he was stopped. He was listening to Glenn Beck, who was saying things like,
"The radicals that you in Washington have co-opted and brought in wearing sheep's clothing change the polls. You get the ends. You've been using them? They believe in communism. They believe and have called for revolution. You're going to have to shoot them in the head. But warning, they may shoot you."
Glenn Beck, you're going to have to shoot them in the head. Neil Bortz, "We got too damn many urban thugs, yo. We need to see the next guy that tries to carjack shot dead. We need more dead thugs in this city." You need to carry a gun. We need to see some dead thugs littering the landscape in Atlanta. That is over our public airwaves. That, I believe, is an incitement to violence. And I'm going to be joined momentarily here by my friend and colleague, Ernest Canning, who's an attorney and the senior legal correspondent at bradblog.com, to get his thoughts on this. But I want to point you to FCC.gov. FCC.gov, you can go to the homepage. There's a link there for take action, and you can file a complaint. And if you file a complaint, the FCC has to, or at least they are supposed to, investigate this matter and hold this guy accountable. Is Neil Bortz in your town on your public airwaves? Is he on one of your radio stations? File a complaint, FCC.gov. You can also email them, FCCinfo@FCC.gov, but I think the best thing, go to their site, FCC.gov, hit the complaint button, it's right at the top, take action, then complaint, and file a complaint. These are our public airwaves. And while you can complain about a guy being racist, you know what? He's got a right to be racist if he wants. He does not have the right to break the law. And it seems, at least to me, that Neil Bortz is inciting violence, which, last I checked, is against the law. But let me check with the law here. My friend Ernest Canning, as I said, my colleague from bradblog.com, an attorney himself, who has written about this very issue over the last several months, as these things seem to keep coming up again and again over our public airwaves. Hey, Ernie, welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show, sir.
Hey, Brad, how you doing?
I'm okay. All right. Give me the read me the law here, my friend. Is this incitement to violence on our public airwaves? And if so, is that illegal?
Well, yeah, I think the critical, there's a case called Brandenburg versus Ohio, which basically distinguished between merely advocating the violent overthrow of the government and incitement. And it's a fine line, but when you cross it, then what they say is that if it's directed at inciting or producing imminent lawless action that is likely to incite or produce such action, that is no longer free speech. That crosses into the line of criminality. If you want to compare what he just said to another situation, I believe the guy's name was Tanner, and what happened was this was a shock jock in Chicago.
Oh, Turner, Hal Turner, you're
Turner,
talking
Hal
about,
Turner.
Yeah. And by the way, Ernie, are you on a speakerphone or are you on a regular phone there? Because you're kind of echoing. I want to see if we can fix it real quick.
No, I'm not on the speakerphone.
Okay, all right, press on. Hal Turner, yes.
Yeah, well, in Turner's case, what happened was in Chicago, he got upset when there was a gun law passed, or not a gun law passed, there was a ruling by some three federal judges who upheld Chicago's handgun law, and he posted their photos and work addresses and then added, and I'm quoting, "Let me be the first to say this plainly, these judges deserve to be killed." Well, he was convicted of incitement, indicted by a federal grand jury, and convicted
for that statement.
And
so wait. So he said, "Hang on, Ernie." So he says these judges deserve to be killed. That's Hal Turner. He's now in jail. And then you've got Neil Bortz out of Atlanta on 200 affiliate stations saying that we need to see some dead thugs littering the landscape in Atlanta. We need more dead thugs in this city. What's the difference between those two statements, Ernie?
Well, possibly you could make the difference that in Turner's case he had identified an individual, whereas in this case he's encouraging people to go out and kill people wholesale. I don't know which one is worse. You know, actually they identified three individuals, but I mean, if you make that statement about a federal judge, if you make it about the president, you're going to get prosecuted for incitement. And it seems to me that if you're making the same statement about citizens living in Atlanta, that the same standard has to apply. What's interesting is, as you know, my earlier piece dealt with whether or not a whole bunch of high-level politicians and pundits should be prosecuted for threatening or actually advocating and inciting to in calling for the assassination of Julian Assange. And I included Sarah Palin and a whole bunch of other people in that. And the interesting thing is that in this latest thing in Arizona, they had the guy that was shot by Jared Lee Loughner. The guy's name was J. Eric Fuller, and they had an event after that, and he took the pictures of this Tucson Tea Party founder and said, "You're dead," and they immediately arrested the guy for threatening him. You can't threaten that. They had a guy, Norman Laboon, who was a 33-year-old, somewhat emotionally disturbed individual, who threatened to kill Representative Eric Cantor. They arrested him and charged him for incitement. There's a limit to free speech. In other countries, a lot of the you wouldn't even be protected against the advocacy end. But at this end, you cross the line when you cross the line from advocacy to inciting violence in this manner.
Yeah,
so when these guys go out, there's consequences to what they're saying.
Well, there should be consequences to what they're saying, and I don't know, like you say, if it makes a difference in the cases that you mentioned where they mentioned a specific person or not, but I sure as hell would like the FCC to look into it and to decide, and you can help them do that. Go to FCC.gov and file a complaint against Neil Bortz, who over our public airwaves said that you need to carry a gun. We need to see dead thugs littering the landscape in Atlanta. We need more dead thugs in this city, said Neil Bortz. Hey, Ernie, thanks for your legal acumen here. I know you're going to write about this tomorrow at bradblog.com. Really appreciate it, brother, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Brad, take care.
Thank you, brother. All right, you're listening to Brad Friedman on The Mike Malloy Show. Did I mention FCC.gov, where you can file a complaint against Neil Bortz for what he's doing over your public airwaves? Please do. You don't even have to tell him that I sent you. You're listening to Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy. Much more ahead. You have the right. Jailhouse Rock for Neil Bortz. That sounds like a great idea to me. Go to FCC.gov. These are your public airwaves. File your complaint, if you like, with the FCC after what Neil Bortz was able to say over 200 stations just this week. You got it there, Tone?
And you do, in fact, need to carry that gun. And we need to see some dead thugs littering the landscape in Atlanta.
Uh-huh, lovely.
To see the next guy that tries to carjack you shot dead right where he stands.
Yeah.
We need more dead thugs in this city.
Oh, good. Incitement to violence over our airwaves. It's illegal. Separate out the racial stuff, the racist stuff, because the guy's an idiot. But you know what? I don't care. You're allowed to be a racist. You are not allowed to incite violence over the airwaves. FCC.gov. You can file a complaint. I've got, let's see. Oh, coming up, by the way, next hour, 2012 Republican presidential candidate. In the house, or as they say at Fox, into hizzy. Fred Karger is going to be joining us. But let's see. I've got Rob in San Jose who thinks I'm hypocritical. Hey, Rob, we only have a minute or two before the top of the hour. So why am I a hypocrite?
Well, I think because I've heard Mike before talk about Sean Hannity when he was on those Freedom concerts.
Mm-hmm.
And he was claiming that Hannity was stealing money from the armed forces and stuff.
Right, was he? Hang on, Rob, was he?
I don't know. That's
okay.
Not the point. The point was
okay.
That Mike said something to the effect of he said the Marines should come in and do what Marines do to Sean Hannity. He was basically saying that the Marines should kill Sean Hannity.
Do you feel that?
How's that any different?
Well, you know what? I didn't hear it, and I have a way of, you know, when I hear these things, people make these claims, and then you go look at it, it is like nothing. You said Mike called for Beck to
No, Sean Hannity.
Uh-huh. You've also got Glenn Beck here, right?
He said that Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh should die also.
Right. Well, that he wanted to see them commit suicide or something. As
yeah,
I recall,
I don't know.
I didn't hear the Hannity. I didn't hear the Hannity clip. But so you feel that Mike Malloy was inciting violence on the airwaves? Is that right?
I feel it's the equivalent to what you're trying to say. You're trying to cry crocodile tears over this Bortz guy. So what's the difference?
Crocodile tears? We need to see more dead thugs in this city. You need to carry a gun. We need to see dead thugs littering the landscape in Atlanta. And tonight, if somebody goes out and shoots up 20 thugs in Atlanta and says, Neil Bortz encouraged me to do it. Did you have a problem with that, Rob?
Well, let me ask you a question. People take martial arts, and what do they take it for? Self-defense, right? If I get attacked, I'm not going to sit there and take it. I'll defend myself.
Okay, he's not calling for people to defend themselves, Rob. He's calling for people.
Carjackers.
And we need to see more dead thugs in this city. In any case, Rob, if you believe that Mike Malloy is inciting violence, then you should file a complaint at the FCC because these are our public airwaves. Neil Bortz is doing exactly that. I would say call the FCC and file a complaint.
Sir,
yes, sir.
I'm just trying to make it equivalent. I don't have any. I'm not beholden to anyone.
I hear you, bro. Hey, listen, brother. I gotta go. I got a hard break. I'm sorry, Rob. I gotta go.
Okay.
I'm not trying to cut you off. I got a hard break.
Okay.
It's not equivalent. The Malloy is on. I don't know how many affiliates he's on. Bortz is on 200 affiliates. But if you think they're equivalent, fine. Go to the FCC. File a complaint. For everyone who has Neil Bortz in your city, go to the FCC and file a complaint. If you think that he is inciting violence, these are your public airwaves. Complain about it to the FCC. Take your airwaves back. Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy. I am never inciting violence, but I will be joined by a Republican candidate for president in the next hour, so stay with us.